I'm Rachel Otwell for Illinois Edition. In 2007, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign retired Chief Alinowick as its official mascot. But it never chose a new one, instead deciding to prominently display the letter I for Fighting Illini with no mascot as its official logo. But that doesn't mean the chief doesn't still have a prevalence on campus and beyond, and that's not okay, according to Teresa Latuma, president of the Native American and Indigenous Student Organization at the U of I.
From a personal perspective, when you see something like that, it's jaw-dropping. It's to see culture being displayed for entertainment at a sports game is absolutely disgusting to me. I know that a lot of people have the perspective that, you know, like they learn about Native American culture through seeing that. But that doesn't make any sense to me because you shouldn't be learning about Native American culture in a sports arena. You should be learning about that through visiting the Native American house and learning about, you know, different things through departments, you know, through educational departments, musicology, anthropology. There's so many ways that you can go into Native American culture, but to have that, you know, a guy dressed up in regalia and that's who our mascot is really disgusting for me personally.
As Latuma says, not everyone agrees that Chief Alinowick is a bad thing, or was a bad thing. A student group in the past fought to keep the mascot. Regardless, this month, the Native American and Indigenous Student Organization decided to start a campaign. The organization is asking for people to trade their shirts featuring the chief for new official ones without his image. Latuma joined me via Skype to explain.
Our organization received t-shirts, not with the intention of doing this campaign, but we just knew that they were around. And with unofficial and the 10-year anniversary of the chief, we just decided, you know, we didn't plan this, but let's do something, you know, let's have our voices be heard. Let's do something educational, but also very respectful. You know, we're not necessarily criticizing you for having this shirt. We just want to engage in dialogue and hopefully do some sort of exchange. And so that was really the heart of our campaign, is that we wanted something to reach out to people who maybe wouldn't normally engage in this conversation, and then maybe even promote someone to come to the Native American house and discuss this issue.
And so the idea is that anyone with a shirt that has the Chief Alinowick mascot on it can come and trade in for a shirt that is for the U of I, but not using this mascot. So just what's the practicality as far as that?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. We have more shirts than we started with because we've received so many donations. Different organizations from like around campus have said, like, here, we want to give you more shirts so you can expand this program. We have received financial donations from alumni or, you know, other people involved with the university that say, you know, we see this issue and we want to be a part of, you know, the momentum to end this appropriation. So we've had so many donations that it's been made possible for us to expand our campaign. And so this isn't like we are reaching this deadline and we're stopping. It's been more of, well, we've collected some shirts. We've engaged over 50,000 people on our personal Facebook post, let alone anyone else discussing this issue or retaking pictures of the poster. And we've been amazed at the amount of attention that this campaign has received. And we plan to just keep going with it. We plan to next year engage with freshmen. Hopefully we find a way, an outlet to like reach out to the people that maybe are more firm in, you know, in their attachment to the chief, and that we can have like dialogue with people that, you know, we need to have dialogue, but not necessarily those that already agree with us, but, you know, those that have different opinions from us as well.
And so how many shirts do you think you've collected so far with the mascot?
We've collected about, you know, and this number is, you know, not as, you know, huge as like people like assume it is, but we collected like 10 shirts, which is, you know, a pretty small number if you like think about like the amount of people at this university. But if you think about this issue and where we were 20 years ago, you know, where we had certain Native students standing up and getting their posters hit to the ground, and that like you couldn't even bring this issue up without like getting violently attacked. the fact that people had such a change of heart that they came into the Native American house, which takes so much bravery, you know, to come to a place, you know, that promotes Native American education with a chief sure and say, like, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I want to give this back and I want to end this. And so if we get people talking about this, that's what we want. And we've absolutely had that and like more, you know. And so we are, you know, with the amount of shirts we have, we are so happy and we are just inspired to keep going and perpetuate this to the next level.
The mascot of Chief Illiniwek, can you talk about how often you see that around campus? How often, you know, maybe that is used in parades or games? Is it still an integral part of the team, the teams there?
Every single time I go back home for break and then I come back to the university, I am shocked all over again at the amount of Native American imagery I see. You can't go into a restaurant, you can't just like walk down the streets without seeing this image. And it's just repeated over and over again. It's like it's not even gone. It's just so normalized in this campus's culture that they don't want to hear the alternative opinion. They don't want to hear that there's students on here actively fighting against this, that there's people not even like of Native descent who see this and are disgusted by what they see and they want to fight it.
Sure. So as a official mascot, Chief Illiniwek was done away with in 2007. You've been telling us how still such an ingrained part of the culture, still what people think of when they think of the U of I. So speaking from the Native American and Indigenous Student Organization, you know, one thing we've seen a lot in the news has to do with Standing Rock. And so I'm wondering just in general, when it comes to being in an academic setting, if you feel like that there's enough discourse on Native American history and issues that still are going on, you know, to this day.
I definitely do not believe that there's enough discourse going to elementary school and high school and even college and discussing, you know, unless you put yourself in a minority cultural gen ed that discusses Indigenous topics, you really don't go much in depth at all to like the issues and how complex they are dealing with Native American issues. And even with Standing Rock, it's very hard coming to this school, being so far from what's going on, to see on my Facebook feed like all of these terrible things, people being injured by police, people, you know, just things that are so heartbreaking. And then to go out into the street and see like that the whole world isn't really reacting to this because they don't have the same news feed that I do. And they don't have access to what's going on and they don't see these issues. And so I know with our organization, as well as with the Native American House, is that we really try to expand Native issues beyond this chief mascot, because it really, our culture is so much more than this. We care so much about this issue because when you have this mascot imagery, you really generalize the rest of, you know, Native American tribes together. You know, when you want to talk about specific issues that go into like other tribes and how like how much like variety there is, it's really hard to have that conversation when everyone thinks that all Native Americans wear headdresses and we all, you know, dance a certain way and we all act a certain way because of what they see. And so our organization, besides fighting this mascot appropriation that we see, we try and, you know, have Standing Rock rallies, promote different events from the Native American House in like collaboration with us to talk about other Native issues, environmental issues, political issues, and, you know, feminism, and so many other aspects of Native American solidarity with issues that we just want to really go more in depth about.